Authorities in suburban Chicago say workers at a historically black cemetery dug up hundreds of graves and resold the burial plots. It was all part of an elaborate scheme to collect money from the unsuspecting bereaved. Four cemetery workers have now been charged, and the investigation continues. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Burr Oak Cemetery is the final resting place for many famous African Americans, including lynching victim Emmett Till. His death in 1955 stoked the civil rights movement. But today, a line of regular folks, like Joyce Harris, walk through the iron gates here to check on the grave sites of their relatives. Harris buried her son here at Burr Oak Cemetery in 2000.
I was very, very disturbed to think that my son's resting plot was no longer there. And that's very heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking to think that the loved ones are just tossed like that.
About 300 graves were desecrated. Harris said ultimately she found her son's grave had not been disturbed, and she's thankful. 34-year-old Antonio Gutierrez, who had a map showing the burial sites for seven family members, said he was dumbfounded by the grave robbing scheme.
It's one of the most deplorable things you can do to someone, you know, especially someone who can't. These are our family members. They're in graves. They can't defend themselves. And these people are just allowed to do whatever they want just to pocket some money. It's not worth that.
Here's how the scheme allegedly worked. A group of four cemetery employees, an office manager, and three grave diggers had an arrangement in which the manager would take cash and give a deed for a burial plot. When the customer left, the grave diggers would take a body from a grave and dump it in the back of the cemetery and reuse the grave. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart says many of the bodies have been reduced to a pile of bones.
One individual who was the office manager here was the individual who was at sort of the center of this operation. She was the one that was taking the payments. She was the one that was directing individuals to dig. And this was not done in a very, very delicate way, folks.
Dart says this was not removing graves or replacing graves. It was dumping bodies, and records were destroyed to cover up the scheme. The sheriff says there should be state laws requiring cross-referencing of cemetery documents. He says right now there are no regulations whatsoever.
If you get your hair cut, you are more, a barber is more highly regulated than the people who operate cemeteries.
The cemetery scheme allegedly went on for about 4 years. It was 6 weeks ago that the Arizona-based owner of Burr Oak contacted authorities about financial irregularities. Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez says now all four of the cemetery workers have been formally charged.
The charges that in fact were dismembering a human body. Each one of those four individuals have been in fact charged with that particular crime. This is a Class X felony. The sentence range on a Class X felony is 6 to 30 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections.
Investigators are now mapping the grave sites using thermal imaging to determine whether any other bodies have been stacked. Many people here say they will be back tomorrow to make sure that their loved one's grave site is intact. Meantime, investigators say it will take months to finish this investigation. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Alsip, Illinois.